Okay, today's daf is daf lamed. Hey, we're holding on the two dots on lamed dalet omed base. Mi shebirech v'acharkach nitmana lo shofar tokea umeria v'tokea. Taima delo havile shofar miikara. The mashmaut is that he finished his musaf because he didn't have a shofar in the first place, and now that he got the shofar, he now simply does the tkios all one after the other without saying the malchus according to the shofras. But havile shofar miikara. Suppose he had had a shofar with him, then this wouldn't have been the correct way to do it, because it says only if later he gets the shofar. And in fact, the correct way to do it would have been ki shamalu aseder brachot shamalu, that he would have normally heard the tkiyah shofar as part of the malchus akronis v'shofras. Now, Rav Popper bar Shmuel kam letzuluyet. Rav Popper bar Shmuel got up to pray musaf. Some learn that this means that he was not in the Beit HaKnesset. He was davening b'yechidut. Omar le l'shameh, and he tells his valet, it was one of his talmidim, ki nahir na lecha, when I indicate to you, or some have the girsa ki nahir na lecha, when I cough to you, so then you should know I'm holding at the end of a seder, so when I get to the end of Malchus, I'll cough, and then you do the tkiyas. And then I'll daven again, I'll say the zichronos, and then I'll cough and you do the tkiyas. Kali, Omar le Rava, so Rava said that's not the way to do it when you're davening alone. Lo omru ela b'chever ir. This halacha of saying the malchus, the chronos, the shofars together with the tkiyas, the actual tkiyas, is only said when you're davening together with a minyan. But when you're alone, there was no takona of creating a tefillah that had musical accompaniment. Tanya nami hachi, ki shom'an shom'an al ha-seder, v'al seder brachot. When you're hearing the tkiyot, you hear the tkiyot in the order of the tkiyot, as we defined yesterday, and together with the brachos of musaf. Bameh dvorim amurim b'chever yir. This is only where you have people that are in a Beit HaKnesset. So then we made this entire way of doing things where you have a Baal Tekeya and you have a Baal Tvila. Avo shalom b'chever yir, if you're not together with a minyan, by the way, there's some machlokas between the Rishonim as to whether chever yir means a minyan with a shliach tzibur, or chever yir simply means that you have 10 people praying together. There's also a third shita that holds that chever ear means only if you have the gadol should the ear with you, because it's used that way in other places. So, but there we make a takana to do it this way. But if you're shalom chever ear, if you're praying alone, then shoman al seder, the shalom al seder brachot. Then you don't have to do it together with your shemone esrei. The mashmaut is over here that you shouldn't have. Rav is telling him, no, that's not the way you do it. But the Rambam actually brings this as there was no kvi'ut of how you have to do it. So he apparently understood that all that Rav was saying is that he sensed that Rav Papa Bar Shmuel was being so makbid to make sure that it worked out this way to have somebody standing by. And all. He said, yeah, that's really not necessary. But he wasn't saying you shouldn't do it that way.
Is that because of the part of Essek and the
No, the way the Rambam is learning.
Well, in the middle of the
you mean if you learn that you shouldn't have done it that way? Yeah, that it could be that we have enough problems with getting this tefillah straight, as we'll see in today's daf, that we don't have to make it even worse by trying to work it out together with tkiyas. It's an extremely complex tefillah, because you have to remember basically 30 psukim besides the psukim of the musaf, which is plenty complicated on its own. And according to some shitas, the tefillahs of the mitzvahs, of course, says we don't mention the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, but the Rashi also mentioned the musaf of Rosh Chodesh too. So it could get really complicated. So we weren't mitakenet for a yom. You could pick, according to the Rambam, you could pick your own psukim. You don't have much of a choice when it comes to Malchus. So. Yachid, furthermore, the Yachid Shalotaka, if a Yachid wasn't himself able to be tokea, chaveiro tokea lo, or didn't tokea, but a yochid shelo bireith, if a yochid didn't say the malchus zichrones v'sherifareis, in chaveiro mevorech alav, his friend cannot be motzi him, he's got to pray himself. We'll talk about this in a moment. This, of course, is in the Mishnah, was part of the question with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Furthermore, the time, this is all part of this Tanya Nami Hafi, which we brought in other things now once we started talking about Rabbah. Furthermore, if you've got a choice of going to a place where there's a tekiah, or going to a place where there's a minyan, where they have people that are going to be having the tefillot, the mitzvah is to go to a place where there's the tekiah. So ketzad, shtei ayarot, if you have outside of your tchum, you can only make an eruv to one or the other. So one is to the east, one's to the west. In one of them, there would be a tekiah shofar, but there's no beit hakneset. And in the other one, they didn't have a shofar, but they were mevorachim. Hochim lemakom shetokim, ve'en hochim lemakom shemevorachim. The place to go is the place where they've got the
tekiah. The music is.
Yeah, remember that this doesn't necessarily mean, as Abba was asking, that they don't have a shofar. It means that they don't have someone who is bucky enough in tekiah shofar. Unfortunately, there are lots of places today where either you don't have a minyan or you don't have a shofar. They pretend to have a minyan, they pretend to have a shofar, but
they
pretend to have a baal tekiah, exactly. But the tekiahs are puzzled, and or the davening is puzzled for whatever reason. That guy doesn't know how to talk, and I mean, it's unfortunately not all that rare. Says the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, if I've got a choice, I'm going to do it the Raisa. Why do the Rabbona? I mean, the Torah is mechayevi yom tshua. You say, miss the yom tshua because I got to go to chazan. What's the havamina? Lo tzricha da'af agav da'havadai ba'asafeg. The kiddush of here is that even if I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to make the tekiah shofar over there, it could be that by the time Rashi learns it means, it could be that by the time I've got there, davening will be over and I will have missed the tekiahs. This guy's not exactly on top of the situation, you know. But the Rashba learns that the suffix is that all the years there's always been a good baal tekiah there. I just am not sure that he's there this year. The difference is, do I have to have a chazakah? And that already becomes something that's nogea all the time. If I know that I can definitely do a mitzvah derabbanan in situation A, and I may be able to do a mitzvah d'oraita situation B, but then I'll miss the other one. What do I do? According to the Rashba, I would need a chazak at least to think that I've got a good chance. According to Rashi, not necessarily. If there's a suffix b'yama, it's still kedai to miss the Rabbana in order to do the d'oraita. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayav, kach ko yachid v'yachid. Don't think, say the Rabbana, that an individual could be semech on the good chazan and listen to his davening. Tvila is not something that you yotzi with somebody else. It is similar because it's rachamim, so learns the Ram, and therefore it's an internal event, not simply the words that need to be said. It's essential for each individual to struggle personally with the tvila and not to be yotzi with the tvila of somebody else. And Rabbi Gamliel said that's not true. So Tanya, in the Braisa we have an expansion of the machlokas. Omrula the Rabbi Gamliel. They asked Rabbi Gamliel, Lidvorecha, Lama Tzibur mitpalalim, according to you, why don't we just have the Shliach Tzibur praying, and that way everyone will be samech on him? Amar lahem, Kidei lahazdir Shliach Tzibur tfilato. Well, you want to give a chance for the Shliach Tzibur to arrange his davening. I mean, if the Shliach Tzibur didn't daven first, so then he would start davening and get confused. So we want to give you a chance where everybody davens together, during which time he'll work it all out in his head, because as he's davening, he's thinking, okay, I'm going to have to do this in public in a minute, right? And that way, You'll have a good shliach tzibur. Now, this on the surface, this sounds absolutely mad. I mean, we're going to have everybody daven to give the shliach tzibur a chance to daven. I mean, go prepare at home 3 weeks before. What are we paying you for anyway? I mean, we got to have now extra time for you to prepare. It sounds crazy, right? These are different approaches. I think, I didn't see this anywhere, but I think that the correct approach is like this. And it's based on a psak that the Rambam gave, which is a psak that's mentioned in documents, but that he doesn't write about. When he came to Cairo, he found that basically the minhag was, unfortunately, the way it is today. People talked in shul.
Really?
They actually talked during Chazaras Hashat and so on. He could not understand this. And it seemed that nothing was going to solve the problem that had been going on for generations. So he made an interesting takana. He cut out Shmon Esrei. Meaning
that,
no, what he said was, don't have a separate Chazaras Hashatz and Shmon Esrei. Do the whole thing together.
Exactly.
You don't know how to be Yotzeh, fine. Yotzeh be Yotzeh v'shliach tzibur. So you can't be sitting and talking. The other guy can't be sitting and talking because he's davening. So that way you have both minhagim, everything is fine.
Everything is the same with shliach tzibur.
No. Don't have to say with, but if you want to be semechan and be semechan, with, you mean for kiddusha. Yeah, the way we do when you walk in late. But here everybody walked in late, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay? A great takana, and it's amazing. It actually went down. Can you imagine today somebody trying to do this? And he was a newcomer to town, pretty young at the time. So, yeah, okay, that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Rambam. Yeah, I mean, who else?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he wasn't heavy enough hitter.
That's right. It still went over well. Yeah. He got into political trouble for other issues and left Cairo, but fine. So if that's the case, we could ask on the Gemara like this. What kind of weird question is that the Rabbi Gamliel, Loma Hatzibur Mispal? But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held that there's no inyan bechlal to be Mispal. You shouldn't struggle with the tefillah. There's no inyan of rachami. It's a ridiculous question. Ella, the question l'chatchila was, obviously we understand that you want people to daven. Why do we split it up? Have the tzibur daven, whoever knows how to daven, daven personally. Whoever wants to be Yosef and the Shatz, listens to the Shatz. Why do we have two separate things? I don't understand. So Bishlema, if you'll tell us that everybody has to daven. Can't be Yosef and the Shliach Tzibur. I understand that's a different part of the ceremony. Which Rabbi Gamliel will say, according to you, why do we need that other ceremony? Fine, that's coming up. But that at least is understandable. But the way you're learning it, it's just two different ways of doing the same thing. You want to daven, daven. So then the kasha was, why have it split like this? So he said, if you don't have it split like this, and you make it all the same thing, you're not giving the shliach tzibur a chance to daven, basically. He's got to also daven, doesn't he? See, he's misadded his tefillah b'shavuot, he's davening personally. And then he'll daven for other people. But like this, you're not giving him a chance for himself. So then that makes sense. Then I'll ask you, Amalim Rami Gamliel, but according to you, what's the point of having a shliach tzibur at all? That I don't understand. I mean, the way I'm understanding it, at least somebody who wants to be yotzeh can be yotzeh from the shliach tzibur. According to you, you said that the shliach tzibur can't be mitzi as somebody else's der chovah. So why is he there? Omro lo kedei lo tzia cheino baki. Someone who doesn't know how to daven, there we agree that there's a halacha in which, like any other din of arvas, he can go ahead and he can be motzi. But normally, we view this as a mitzvah shabagufat. The same way you can't put on tefillin for somebody else, mitam arvas, you can't do avodah shebalev mitam arvas. All you can do is the words. Usually the words and the lev are meant to go together. This guy doesn't know how to talk, okay. So fine, I'll hear the shliach tzibur. Omar lahem, Sir Rabbi Gamliel, said back to them, Geshem shemotzi et sheino baki, kach motzi et abaki. Once already you're made that it's possible to be made to Yedei for Tvila, so then already that means that the Rabbanan accept the fact that Tvila boils down to a mechanical saying of the words together with whatever's going on in your heart. But it's not the same thing. So let him be motzi you, the mechanics, and you can still be thinking as he's saying it. So what's nafkamina? Well, if you're telling me that the meaning of tefillah is that the words express what's in your heart, so then how could you be motzi v'neinu baki? So guys are known as you can't daven, what can you do? But once you've agreed to this step, then it's very artificial to say, well, if you're in a pickle, you know, then we let you get away with them. I mean, it's obviously two different issues. Says Rabbi Yochanan that was a very strong argument. And Lamais, Amar Abba Barchon, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that in the end, the Chachamim were made at Rabbi Gamliel. They didn't have an answer to this. We find that the conversation ends at this point, so apparently they accepted that that's a good time.
This is about the Walsh information.
Mm-hmm. V'Rav Amar Adayin Imach Lokes. Now, Rabbi Yehrei, the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, heard the Maimer of Rabbi Yochanan, and also Omer L'Shmaitzik Amedir of Dimi Bar Chinina, and he went and said in front of Rabbi Dimi Bar Chinina that I heard that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mach Lokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbonim, I kept saying Rabbi Shimon, I meant Rabbi Gamliel, I apologize. In the Mishnah, is no longer a machlokas, and that we see from the Brisa that in the end they were made at Rabbi Gamliel, and a shliach tzibur can be made. Omar Lei, so he said to him, it's all very nice that that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, but Ochi Omar Rav, adayini machlokas. That it's not true. Omar Lei Rabbi Barbachon, anami Ochi Omar. So Rabbi Chia Berei the Rabbi didn't want to give him the wrong impression. So he said to Rav Dimi Bar Chinana, that I wasn't saying that Rabbi Yochanan, at the time that he said that, didn't make that clear. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, when he said over what had happened, that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah is a longer machlokas, he also, at the same time, there was a machlokas right there, and he mentioned it, that after Galei Rish Lokish, the Yomar Adayini machlokas. So when he said over Rabbi Yochanan, Shita, he made it clear at the same moment that not everybody agrees with this. I didn't mean to tell you that there's no other approaches. You should know that Rabbi Yochanan holds that in the end, even the Chachamim are made. Asks the Gemara, but Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't hold that. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, okay. Vi Amar Rabbi Chana Tzipora, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hilchot like Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Now, you don't go paskin like somebody unless there's a machlokas. So Hilchasa means Michlal the Pligim. And obviously there's a machlokas if you're paskin the halacha. Because Kisolak Rabbi Abba, Miami, when Rabbi Abba, Rashi learns this means when he came from his trip, so from the Yam, but the others, other Rishonim Taina, then it would say Miyama. Why is it so? They learned that Yami is a place. The Maisa, now we see that the two are the same. Miami is on the sea. Which means that that must be why they name it that, I assume. Why is it called Miami? Why not Yami? Because basically that's where all the Cuban refugees came from. In any event, it's a good way to remember. So Rabbi Abba, when he came out of the Yab, or he came from Miami, Pirsha, he explained that when Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachamim were made, he only meant made him Chachamim the Rabbi Gamliel, Bibrachot Shal Rosh Hashanah V'Shabbat Kippurim, and Halacha Mechalal Deplinke Bibrachot V'Chol Hashanah. That actually there was a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, where there would be, we got to give a little dispensation. You know, this is heavy duty, long. We'll talk about the difference in a moment in the Gemara. But that they're still arguing, this is in reference to Tefillah in general. Can you be Yetzir with the Shliach Tzibur? Is that true? Amar Rav Chana Tzipora, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lokram, Lil, Bebracha, Shurashan of Yom HaKippurim. I'm really sorry to tell this to you. It was a nice stroke, but it doesn't work. Because the way that Rabbi Yochanan is quoted is that he paskin like Rabbi Gamliel specifically in the brachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, which means that the Rabbanan argues still. in the brachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. So don't try to tell me that he himself held Meidim Chakom and Rav Gamliel if he's paskening like Rav Gamliel. Ooh, that's a problem. Okay, sorry, take that back. El Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Man Modim Rabbi Meir. V'halacha b'chlad the plegei Rabbanan. The fact is that it wasn't all one simple issue. There were a group of Rabbanan that argued with Rav Gamliel, and then there was the Tana that was his arch anti-Shita over here, which was Rabbi Meir. What Rabbi Yochanan was saying was Meidim, that was Meidim Rabbi Meir, as I'll show you in a moment. But the halacha, in which I have to paskin like him, meaning that there still is a machlokas, means that there were still many who didn't agree. And that we call the sheet of the Drabonan. Shaman made him Rabbi Meir, halacha machlau the pligi Rabbonan. Where do I see that there was a separate machlokas here? The Tanya brachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim, shliach tzibur motzi harabim yedei chovatam, divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim ha'imrim, kishem shishliach tzibur chayav, kach kol yochid v'yochid chayav. So here we see clearly that even though min hastam in the Mishnah, the stam Mishnah was Rabbi Meir, here we find that Rabbi Meir says beferish the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. So that's Rabbi Yochanan, you see. Rabbi Meir had correct. He started quoting Rabbi Gamliel. But nonetheless, there are chachamim over here that say, no, every individual has to daven. In that, I paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. And therefore, like Rabbi Meir, essentially. Now, what exactly is the difference? Can you tell me between all year round Mishnah Hani? Why are the brachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim different? Ilei Bishop the Nefishe Kroy is because there are so many psukim that you have to remember to say. You have the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and you have the Musaf according to Rashi of Rosh Chodesh. It's a very interesting how in a detail, in one slip of a line, you end up being a nuclear power, or you end up being a Rosh Chodesh sayer on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rashi brings up here the Nefishe includes the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. You know, we there see that that was a shita that you do say over the psukim of Rosh Chodesh. Plus, you've got Malchus, Zichronos, Veshefres. But, I mean, if that's the problem, that's not much of a problem. Because Amar Chanan al Amar Rav, Kivan Sha'amar, Ubetoratcha, Katuv, Leimor. As long as you say the words, Naseh v'nakriv lefanecha, kimitzvas v'tzonecha, kemoshe chatavta alenu b'toratecha, you don't need to say what katavta alenu b'toratecha. You just need to say kemoshe chatavta alenu b'toratecha. Sort of like taking off from a maestros like the Chazon Ish. I want all this to be what it says in the back of the Siddur. It says it somewhere in the Torah. Whatever it says, I like that. We'll do it that way. So, she would be Yotze over there. And now, it's a little bit strange because Rashi makes it very clear that you certainly will not be Yotze the Malchus Zichronos V'Shefres to say it that way. You'd only be Yotze the Musafim. So you don't have to mention the Psukim of the Musafim. I'm saying, yeah, so how are you arguing with the Ilema Mishum the Nefisha? What, 30 Psukim of Malchus Zichronos V'Shefres is not enough to drive anybody crazy? That they should need a Shliach Tzibur? Remember, they got to remember this Baal Peh. That's the tefillahs. We're all Baal Peh. Somebody didn't memorize Malchus Zichronos V'Shefres, so it should still be a problem. Because of that, there are Ein Alchinami, there are many, and Rashi brings B'Shem Rabotai, that the Malchus Zichronos V'Shefres, we'll see in a moment, that you need to say all of them. But because of this, there are those who say that that B'Toratcha Katuv Lemor could be said even about Malchus Zichronos V'Shefres. Could be said about Malchus Zichronos V'Shefres. And which is really problematic. I mean, we brought before the diukim, how many to say. So what do you mean, how many to say? You say you don't need to say any. What's the nafka mina? Say 7, say 10, say 3, or you yoytze with 2. What do you mean? If all you have to say is the word Malchus, and like the psukim in the Torah, so what were they arguing about? Some learn that if you started to say them, you didn't say kemoshe kosov. So then you'd have to say 3, 10, 7, and those were the malchus in there. But that if you just say as is written, then you don't have to say any. But you can see that it's difficult. The pashas of it, the whole sugya before was an actual askara of these things.
What kind of terrace is that? It's not, doesn't have a chaptiwa.
What?
The same, but for us, like, so they were, no.
But it, and hearing it from Shri Yachtiwa is a chaptiwa.
The same.
It's better for Yachit to daven, and he'll have all of his kavanis and so on. He won't have the exact words. And for that, we're going to make it. He shouldn't daven on his own. He should listen to our shots. That doesn't make sense to us. I mean, that seems to be what the Gemara seems that it's a. That it's reasonable to be more makbid, as we said. That here we have rachamim, assuming that that's the svar. If we have rachamim, that's a cheft of tefillah.
What
are
the
things
together, Mishen and Bucky? What does that mean, Mishen and Bucky? Someone's not a Bucky, so
we're not Bucky the Chwan.
Can't say the Trust
of
the Sibley Mark? No, he has to say the whole davening besides the Psukim. Here it's Mishen the Av, she has a lot of Psukim.
Right.
Someone isn't bucking means he doesn't have a nisachat feel of the nisachat. He doesn't, I mean, it's not
the... Oh, the verse is
only on these psukim.
On these psukim.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, does it work for everything?
Where does it say that musaf in the... Yeah. You have all the inyanim of the tefillah. Where does it say that in the... So, again, all right. So, Kiva Jomer B'Ratz Kassiv L'Moshav V'Natzorach. Ela mishum da avshe must be it's because it's avshe in the brochas themselves. So that's the pshat. Now, since you have nine long brochas with the tefillahs and so on, so over there people are not such a bekiyim, even if they don't need to say the psukim. Okay, so here's where Rashi brings that he was bekabel from his rabbeim. Then Malchus, the Chreinus Mishayfres, would also be sufficient to say the Rosh Hakasim Lemor. And therefore we need to come along here and say the Brachas. And that's why he asks, how could it be? How do you square this with the Sugya earlier? Now, Gufa. Amr of Chanan Amr Rav Kivan Shomer Ptarat Hakatub Lemor, Shuv Eino Tzorech. Savri B'nei Hanim Yilu B'yochi. So he thought that means... If you're davening b'yichidus and you don't have a shliach tzibur, so then you can say that certainly the shliach tzibur. I mean, he's the guy we're paying. He can't come up there and say I'm not singing all of those songs today. What do we pay him for? So, but in a tzibur low, you can't just say b'taratzchak tuv leimor it b'armer of Yeshua ben Levi. Echad yachid v'yachad tzibur kivan shamar b'toratecha katuv leimor shuv eino tzarech. We hope that the conservative minyanim didn't read this part of the Gemara, right? Or we'd have an awfully brief davening on Rosh Hashanah. Omar Rabbi Eliezer la'olam yazdir adam tvilato. By the way, it's the Rabbi Natan himself also. You could be yotzi b'alchis z'chrenes v'shoifers also this way. And the only machlokas, indeed, before was where you began. You started saying the psukim, and you have to say this.
No,
you can't just give up. Say, never mind. Whatever it says.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
No, but you know, you still say atazocher about him, but just when you get the psukim.
Right, yeah. Those are the brachas that are long.
Right. Okay. Just the actual psukim.
Yeah, but according to Rashi, it's very strange. I mean, it's how you're learning. Well, so we thought that because you can get rid of a few psukim of Musaf, that's not happening. We knew all along that the brachas, if Rashi understands over here, Mishum Da'avshe, you have all of these psukim together with the tefillahs. I mean, so we knew that in the beginning. The tefillahs themselves should be, rather the psukim themselves are enough of a problem, no? How many people do you know that know the entire Musaf of Rosh Hashanah Baal Peh with all of the psukim?
Sagi Nohar come to daven in Canada.
Yeah.
At Rosh Hashanah, the old
daven. The whole daven. I had my great grandmother was like that. She was blind, totally blind. She knew the entire davening without. She would think, she would shout out if somebody made a mistake.
They do that now. If the Targumah makes
it, right.
The women that yell that.
To the kids. The kids in the Targum usually.
Although
amazing.
Although the part with the problem is three parts of the music is
Then there's the brachos, and then you have the shorter part right before the bracha. Is that enough for the bracha?
Mitzaradin, yeah. You don't really. Yeah, those are just rachamim. That's the machlokas. Oh, no. If you learn like the Rambam, I see what you're asking. They actually talk about that. I'll leave it to Rabbeinu Tam. You'd have to say b'toratcha, k'moshe katuv b'toratcha, b'divrei nevi'echa. You'd have to mention the Nevi'im Tzuvim and Torah separately. That's true. That's a very good point.
So, that is song was about one who is
talking with the Manushashana. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but most people don't know. You concentrate on it, you know it. I used to learn Tanakh with her, with my great grandmother. And she would always correct me. I'd make a mistake reading when I was a kid. No matter where I was, and she would correct me. It would drive me absolutely bananas. She's totally blind. And that's like,
did you do it on purpose? Or
No. I was a kid, you know. I made a mistake. I read a little too fast or something, and then she would correct
me. She wasn't blind from birth.
No, she wasn't blind from birth. But, but she momish knew about that. And the awareness level was like, she never missed the news, the hourly news. She would run, she'd sit on the porch, she would run inside 10 seconds before the beep on the radio, turn on the radio and listen to the news. Then she'd go back up.
Where did she
live? In Baltimore, she went. I mean, she came from Europe, but, yeah. Anyway, continue. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Continues the Gemara. So, sober minay animal b'yochid. We said even b'tzibur. Omer of Elazulo lam yastir adam tefilat tova charkach yitpaleo. A person should always work on setting up the order of his tefila in his mind, and then he should daven. Omer baba mistaven yoster Elazulo brachot shorosh hashanah v'shem kippurim v'shem prakim. I understand what he's saying. You get to these brachos once a year. You're not really clear about what you're going to be saying. You're like doing this blind, and you're hoping it'll come back by memory as you say it, you know, but very likely you're going to sit there sputtering a little bit. But kol hashana, but you certainly don't have to worry about doing this with your regular musaf, do you? It's a machlokis, by the way, what prakim means. Shall prakim, does it mean the moadim, which come only once in a while? Or does prakim even mean Rosh Chodesh? Rashi brings over here a Moados. But we'll see from the sugya to come, there's some that tainam that it includes Rosh Chodesh as well. From this, or Reb Chista, Rav Yehuda Mesader Tzvutzer Matzvah, wasn't Rav Yehuda always Mesader every tefillah first before praying? That's because Rav Yehuda given the mitlatin yuma mitlatin yuma avi matzli kiprakim dom. Rav Yehuda only daven once every 30 days. Because he was learning all the time, and it was Torah Tomenuto, so he didn't break for a tefillah. So every 30 days he would review everything that he learned. Then he would make his siyum, and the day of the siyum he would daven. So on that day he was mesader the tefillah, because maybe he forgot over the past 30 days. So then that's the question. Shlosh b'yom to shlosh b'yom. It would be the same as Rosh Chodesh, right? So some ask from here, this is one of the riot. The riot is that the Rishonim, the other Rishonim, bring against the Rambam, who learns that tefillah is derisive. It would be derisive. It wouldn't be mavatal tefillah. You're not mavatal mitzvah the Rabbanan for Talmud Torah. And the Megillas Esther says they're on the spin to say for a mitzvah, but a lot of the Achronim speak about it, that the Rambam ultimately writes is only a brief tefillah. So fine, as he was walking out of his bedroom, he could have said, "Oh, Lord, help me today," Then he's beyond the tefillah of the Arisa. You don't need even Avinenu for the Arisa. All you need to do is to be to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. Somebody walked down the street, doesn't beg for rachamim as he's walking down the street. So you think that he wasn't maskir the Shem Hashem and said tefillah, and that he didn't stand and say the tefillah sarnida. All right, we'll save the last few lines Bezrat Hashem for our exciting siyum, which will take place. Okay, we're holding on to Daf Lamed Hey. And we'll start with the Rebbe Eliezer and Sidur of the Tzvila. So the question over here was the relationship between the Tzvila of the Tzibur, the Tzvila of the Shatz, if you recall, and the Tzvila of the Yochi. The Gemara was questioning why it is that we have both. We talked about having time to be Mesader, the Tzvila. And Rebbe Eliezer says, "Amar Rebbe Eliezer, le'olam yazdir adam tvilato v'achar kach yitfalel. A person should never daven directly without first having the opportunity to work out what it is he's going to be saying, and then to say the tvila. Amar Rebbe Abba mistabra milta de Rabbi Elozer bebirchot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim v'shel Prakim. Things that are said on. Oh, I remember we definitely did this.
Yeah, we did that.
Okay, it doesn't matter. So this is very reasonable if you're talking about you're going to be mitpalel." On brachot that you don't know, so there you're mechuyev to worry about the tzibur and so on. So you have to prepare it properly. But and this is true on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and even Shel Prakim, even on the moadim, which occur only a few times a year. Aval dechol hashana lo, it's reasonable that a person gets used to saying the tefillas; he doesn't have to prepare them. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Or Rav Yehuda besadet tzlusei umatzli? Wasn't Rav Yehuda first? Always misader his tefillah every day before he would be or any time that he was mitpalel. Says the Gemara, indeed, yes. But Shani Rebbe Yehuda give it the mitlat and human, the tlat and human. Have a matzli keprokim dam. Remember that Rebbe Yehuda was toratu umunato, and therefore he never would daven. So every 30 days he would celebrate the chazorah on all of his limud, which was done every 30 days. We know from elsewhere. He was Mesadot Talmudei Mishloah Miklasi Yuma Natasi Yuma. So then he took a break, and he would daven. But since he hadn't davened in 30 days, he needed some time to remember exactly what it was he was going to say. But normally, it would be reasonable to say that you don't need to. Omer Rav Acha Bar Avira Omer Rabbi Shimon Chasida. When Rabbi Gamliel says that your potter the Shliach Tzibur potters now the rabbim from Musaf. He's referring to Afilu Am Shebisadot, the people that are outdoors and they're not even in shul and so on. The din of the tefillah of Musaf is not a din in your being Mispal Musaf. It's a din in the tefillah of the tzibur. So the tzibur davens Musaf, and I was Yotze, even though I didn't hear it, and even though I wasn't Aina Omein. So even if I'm not there, what do you mean? Velomi boy, Haine de Kaim Aracha? You're saying, he would certainly be motzi the ones that are in shul, but even the ones that are out of shul, which is just the opposite, out of people that are busy outdoors. Oh my God. Hani anise. So those people are anusim. But hani lo anise. The other people, I mean, why can't they daven themselves? Bishlami, you're busy and so on. Or you can't come into shul. I understand you're employed by other people. You have to keep up the watch. Otherwise, if you're going to come in, the piers will be destroyed. But people that have an opportunity to come and daven themselves, why should they be potter? Tony Abba, Bereda Rebbe Yomer Barchia, Am Sheachorei Kohanim Einan Bechlal Bracha. That people that had an opportunity, that then over there is Anshei Sadot, people who couldn't come into shul. The Kohanim's bracha is chal on them, even though they're not in shul. They may be a mile away, so what's the difference? But if you're in the Beit HaKnesset, and you stand on the other side of the Kohen, you didn't bother coming around in front of the Kohen properly, you're not Yotze. Why not? Because since you could have, so it's as if you're specifically taking yourself out of the bracha. And the same thing should be true over here. If you're in the Beit HaKnesset, you don't bother participating in the tefillah, so maybe you shouldn't be Yotze. Ela kiyata ravin omer of Yaakov baridim on Rishimah chasida. On the contrary, indeed, what he said was, lo pata Rabbi Gamliel ela am shebesadot. My time am b'shem d'anisim b'malacha. So people that are in the soda, they have no way to be able to come in, so they're the din and the tzibur potters them. But avo b'ir lo, Rabbi Gamliel was not saying that somebody in a city could be semech on the shliach tzibur, since he's not onus, he can fix up his own tefillah in his mind, learn to say the musaf properly, keseder, and to daven. Hadron alach yom tov, v'slik alam mesechet Rosh Hashanah.
Bezrat Hashem yisborach.
Adrenalog Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Vadrachalon, Daitanalog Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Vadaitachalon, Lotin Nashiminog Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Lotis Nashiminon, Loba Alma Hadain, Loba Alma Dahasi, Adrenalog Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Vadrachalon, Daitanalog Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Vadaitachalon, Lonit Nashiminog Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Lotin Nashiminan, Loba Alma Hadain, Loba Alma Dahati, Adrenalog Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Vadrachalon, Daitanalog Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Vadaitachalon, Lonit Nashiminog Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Lotin Nashiminan, Loba Alma Hadain, Loba Alma Dahati, Yerotzon of Fanech, Vadinoy Lohin, Vadayavatin, Shetator, Zahom, Notin of Alamazet, Udayman Lolama Bachanina Bar Papa Rami Bar Papa Nakma Papa Khoi Bar Papa Bamor Bar Papa Rafram Bar Papa Rochish Bar Papa Surka Bar Papa Adar Bar Papa Dar Bar Papa. Aref Nadi Nelo in the Rator as a Hobby Fino with the Amcha Basis of any Akulon and Akna Vetsat Amcha Basis of Colonio de Isha Mechablon de Tora Secho. Miri Vita Hakamani Mitzvah Secho Kilionam Hili, Hili Vitamin the Hukekalaman Loivosh, Neolam Loishka, Pikudeha, Kibomki, Sonny Borucha, Toad, Neolam Deni Hukeha, Modima Nakhlu Fonecha, Neolain Velayavisenu, She Santa, Falkinum Yoshe, Beta Midrash, Losanta, Falkinum Yoshe, Kronot, Shonomashkim, and Mashkim, Onomashkim with the Vector Ave, Mashkim, the Dwarim Betelim, Onoamelim, Amelim, Onoamelim, the Kabulim Sahar, Amelim, the Namikabulim Sahar. On Rotzim, Rotzim, on Rotzim, the Kayon, above him, Rotzim, the Vershachat, Sheremavatalim, Torigim, the Vershachat. And shade the mimu, your ma loyach, it's your me and the nef tachmach. Your son of Fanach, I didn't know him, Kishem Shazartanu, the same Messiah Rosh Hashanah, came to Azen, a lot of humans, a total for him, a herim, Simon, your model, maybe Shmovel, and so to Kayim, it called the great of Utah or Tefabi, Aval, the good color, Tanaima, Moraim, the David Kahamim, Yamod Lonu, the Zarenu, Shlotimosha, Torami, Pinumi, Pizarenu, the Zarenu, Adolam, Zitkayim, Bano, Bitalech, and Held half. תשור בך, תשמור עליך, ותצאות היא תשיחך. כבי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה, עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך לעמו ואדוני. Iskadesh be rabo. Yomadu asid liskad tavlachay misay velasak yisadukay amul bivnei kartad Yerushalayim lishak. Velei chalav gavol lemekar pochan duchra min arav elatzav pochan tishmael yatsrei. Vianlich kuchubrich bemachus vikor vetsbach purkanei vikor vishichay. Bichay echanu viamechanu bichay tochol beis Israel ba'agalov visman karivim ruamen. יוקד שלא תוקח חברותו כי הלא יוקד שלא בירת אין חברות מבורך עליו מיצר ותוקים יוטים מן המבורכים כיצד שתי הערות ואחד תוקים ואחד מבורכים הולכים למקום שתוקים אין הולכים למקום שבורכים שיטה עד יוראית עד הרבנן לא צריך ליאף אגב דהב עדי והספק שם ששביע ציבור חייב כך או יחיד ויחיד תניה אמר לו לרם ימלו לדבריך למה ציבור מתפללים אמר להם מודימים כדי להסדיר שביע ציבור תפילתו On the contrary, Omelam Ramelu, the Vrechalam Shleach Tiba, you're right of that, Tiba at all. Omeloki de Lotia Chain Obaki, Omalahem, Kishem Shamatia Chain Obaki, Kak Motia de Baki, Omer Rabba Barbacon, Omer of Yochan, and Modim Chachamim, the Ramagam Leo, Rabba Maradaini Machokas, Shama Rebihia, Breda Rabba Manachmini, Ozaloma Lashmaita Kame, the Ravdini Bachina, Omalayoki, Omer Rab, Adaini Machokas. Omele Rabba Barbachana Nami Okika Omar Kika Omer of Yoch Lashmaita after Galayon the spot Rish Lokish, the Omer Adaini Machloke, to me Omer of Yochan Oki, the Omer of Yochana Tsipora, Omer of Yochan and Yokota Gram Yamlio, Yokota means with Father Plinge. He saw the Grababa Miami, Pirsha, Modim Chachom Narum Gabliya, that's only referring to Brachos Rosh Hashanah v'Shei Yom HaKippurim. Halacha b'chalad v'pligi, it's talking about Brachos b'chol HaShanah. Eini v'yom Rav Chana Tziporam, Rav Yochanan, halacha k'ram Gamliel b'brachos Rosh Hashanah v'Shei Yom HaKippurim. Elom Rav Nachman Yitzchak Man Modim Rabbi Meir. Whereas halacha b'chalad that there are dying pligi, that's the reference to Rabbanan. The Tanya, Brachos Rosh Hashanah v'Shei Yom HaKippurim, Shliach Tzibur Moti Aramim Decho Vatan, Divrei Rabbi Meir, which is the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, V'Chachamim Omrim, Kishem Shliach Tzibur Chayav, Kach Ko Yachid V'Yachid Chayav. Mashnahan, Ilan, Mishum Denafishi Kroi, Omrav Kanan Lamarat, Kivin Shamar Batorah Tachak, Katuv Lemor, Shuv Enotzor, Elam Yishum, the Afsh. Gufa Omrav Kanan Lamarat, Kivin Shamar Batorah Tachak, Katuv Lemor, Shuv Enotzor, Savamina, Animila biyachid, havo betzibur lo. It barmer bishom and levi yachid yachid vechatzibur kimechamar b'torat chagetz leimor shuv enot zarih. Omer rabbi yezer lo olam yezdir adam tvilatov achar kach yitpalel. Omer rabbi yaba mistaber nilsa rabbi loz bebrok shorosh shanim shem kippurim vishol proki. Aval bechol hashana lo. Eni var rabbi yudah mesaver tzilusi matzei all the time. Shani rabbi yudah kiven mitlati human, avi matzli kiprokim domun.